This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz. This is Morning Devotions. As far back as the 1960s, I was a great fan of the Beach Boys and their music. It was, still is, really good music. I know I'm not alone with this. Millions of people grew up with their amazing sounds and the brilliant harmonies of the Beach Boys. It was due to this, I guess, that I went and saw the movie Love and Mercy, a good movie based on the life of Brian Wilson, the songwriter and music producer of the Beach Boys, brilliant musician. And yet he had his personal struggles, troubles, and a lonely life. And the film looks at his life and music and the mental illness that he had. It's really a very absorbing, interesting movie. Brian Wilson wrote the song Love and Mercy in 1988. It's a thoughtful song, which Brian himself says is probably the most spiritual song I've ever written. And there's an extra verse that never got to the final edit. It was, I was praying to a God who just doesn't seem to hear. The blessings we need the most are what we all fear. So it seems that his marriage to Melinda, his wife, was the best thing that happened. Melinda, who he met when buying a new car, and she helped him to discover himself and be engaged in life once again. And he used to say, I want people to be covered in love because there's no guarantee it goes away like a bad dream. So I thought of those two words, and I'll talk again about it tomorrow, love and mercy. They're really nice words. We speak a lot about love, but not so much about mercy. So what is mercy? We've got this vague idea, a treatment of compassion, a disposition of kindness, forgiveness, a blessing, something we're thankful for, benevolence, forgiveness, kindness. But I like this definition. To have mercy on others means to be kind to them or forgive them, even if they don't deserve it. Yes, it's not an easy thing to do, especially when you've had a run-in with someone and you feel angry and resentful. But how important is this word mercy? An old man was walking along the beach one morning. He bent down to pick up a starfish and threw it out into the ocean. And a teenager came along and said, old man, what are you doing? These starfish will die of dehydration once the sun comes up. He said, I'm throwing them back into the ocean so they'll live. And the young fellow was replied a bit sarcastically, look, mate, the beach goes on for miles. There are millions of starfish. What's it matter what you do? And this old man looked at the starfish in his hand and flipped it to the waters and said, well, it matters to this one. And what you do for others, of course, does make a difference. The things that we do each day. Are you a person of mercy? And I want to say today and again tomorrow that Jesus is our model of mercy. Whatever Jesus asks of us, he demonstrates that himself. People actually turn to him for mercy. If you read the Bible, the New Testament, you'll see there were blind men, parents with demon-possessed children, lepers. You can read these things in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9, Matthew 17, Luke 7. And they all came pleading for mercy. Why were these people drawn to Jesus? Because he had a reputation for showing and being merciful. He responded with compassion, whether it was the crowds, he said, were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. They were sometimes people with a terminal disease or a widow accompanying the body of her only son to the cemetery. We read these stories. And in the Beatitudes, Jesus lived the principles that he actually taught. He taught mercy. A man was condemned when his own huge debt was forgiven. But then this man refused to show mercy to another person who owed him only a few cents. That story is recorded in Matthew chapter 18. Another one, the rich man who ignored the needs of a beggar whose name was Lazarus. That rich man is condemned. That's in Luke 16. And those who show mercy by feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing those without clothes, visiting the sick and those in prison. These are people, the scripture says, that are rewarded by our Lord. This is all about showing mercy, and want to just extend the thoughts again tomorrow. Sometimes, Lord, we're stuck for words. We don't know what mercy means. But, Lord, we know that it's the right thing to do because Jesus showed us how to be merciful, and we thank you for that. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.